You have eaten bugs.
Yeah, I've had bugs. I mean, the best way to get an American male to eat a bug is for his girlfriend to dare him to do it, and that's what happened. This was cicada season about 5 or 6 years ago. There are these cicadas that only come above ground once every 16 years, and we had a huge, huge amount of these things flying around. And I was doing a piece on it for VOA. And
here in the U.S.?
Here in the U.S., yes. And my girlfriend dared me to eat one because we had talked to a researcher who had put out a cookbook for of cicada recipes. And my girlfriend dared me to eat one. She bet me $50 that I would not eat a cicada, and that was good enough for me. I made 50 bucks off that thing.
Have you eaten other? Have you tried other bugs?
I have. I've also tried termites in Costa Rica, and they taste a little bit like peanut butter, strangely enough. Yeah, and the cicada actually tasted a little bit like asparagus, which, I see you cringing, yes. I had, actually, in Cambodia, I was traveling in Cambodia last summer, and we were on a bus, and the bus stopped, and at the side of the road, there were lots of women out there just selling these huge piles of fried grasshoppers, big things, and a good 3-4 centimeters long. And they weren't bad. I wasn't crazy about them. I had maybe one or two were fine. They're quite tasty. But after you have about 10 or 12 of them, it starts to get like a metallic taste that I wasn't really terribly fond of. But, you know, maybe it might be an acquired taste.
Because in Robert Burns's piece, they talk about the squeamish aspect. And I guess a lot of Westerners perhaps view that. But I suppose some of the things we eat, people from other countries might find very strange.
Yeah, yeah. We won't touch a lot of parts of a lot of the animals that we eat. Like, you look at chickens. We'll eat the chicken breast, chicken thigh, no problem. But chicken feet, Americans won't touch. The Chinese love chicken feet. We actually export chicken feet from the U.S. because we produce lots of chickens. They've each got 2 feet. Nobody in the United States will eat them. So we export the chicken feet to China. It actually was part of a trade dispute that has been going on. And it's not unusual at all. They think we're crazy for we don't eat the liver, we don't eat the gizzard, the heart. They love these things. If you go to Asian markets in the United States, you can find huge packages of chicken hearts, chicken livers, chicken gizzards, and they're the cheapest part of the chicken because nobody here wants them.
That is amazing. Well, I think the most outlandish thing I've ever eaten, I would have to admit, would be snails, such as escargot at a French restaurant. But that, of course, is heavily, you know, with a lot of sauce in it. So it didn't seem to taste very snail-like, you know. It's not like eating a raw snail.
Yeah, no, it tastes great. You put a little garlic on it, a little basil. It's quite good. Yeah, I'm interested in Bob's piece. They talk about cricket burgers, and that might be a way to make it more palatable to an American, is if you turn it into something that doesn't look like a cricket. An American wouldn't be so squeamish about it.
A lot of ketchup and mayonnaise, perhaps.
Yes.